from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. City Hall has officially designated itself a heritage property. It's actually the work of the city's Municipal Heritage Committee. At a small plaque unveiling ceremony, Mayor Michelle Boileau commented on how essential it is when planning for growth to preserve the pieces of our heritage. She became mayor during the celebration of the building's 85th anniversary.
We had done a bit of an educational campaign with the school boards. We were able to welcome school groups come through. And it was so heartwarming to see the awe of our youth as they came through the building and they got to see our city hall here.
The mayor says she has learned a lot herself about the building and the dignitaries who have visited. A tie vote is a lost vote, so a 4-4 vote at City Council has effectively rejected a motion to not support the project to turn the Ramada Inn into a facility to help homeless and addicted people. Most vocal was Councillor Rock Wissell, in whose ward the hotel is. He says he's had hundreds of comments from his constituents and not one in favor of that location. Councillor Bill Gvozdanovich addressed the belief that without this particular project, government funding would not be available.
Let's not fool the public. There's lots of money out there for us. But what has to happen is we have to have a plan that the public buys into. We have to eventually start listening to the public.
The province has said it would fund 8 heart hubs for healthy addiction and recovery treatment. The Ford government plans to quickly push through its ban on safe injection sites. It's introduced a motion to bypass committee stage, where the bill is examined in detail by MPPs. The legislation bans supervised drug injection sites within 2 kilometers of a school or childcare center, meaning 10 of the 19 sites opened by the current government will have to close, and no new applications will be entertained. Progressive Conservative House Leader Steve Clark says committee hearings aren't necessary because the government has heard public reaction since floating the idea last August. But NDP leader Marit Stiles says the government doesn't want to hear the effects its policy could have on people currently using supervised consumption sites. It doesn't appear that an end to the Canada Post strike is anywhere in sight. A special mediator brought into talks between Canada Post and its striking workers has decided to suspend that effort, saying the two sides remain far apart on critical issues. Steve McKinnon, the Minister of Labour, says he has asked both parties to meet in his office.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.